Hello, this is Dendria Bear of the Community Archive Center, and we are at the Kopetich branch, and it is March 25th, 2023. And I am with
Jim Harnish.
Good to meet you, Jim. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story. So the first prompt is, what does this neighborhood, Northeast Tacoma, mean to you?
Just the way you framed the question is interesting. It raises an interesting point that I hadn't realized. Is we moved here 50 years ago, 1972, 51 years, and we're right between Browns Point and Dash Point. So those communities are completely distinct in terms of how they see themselves in relationship with the broader area. So many of the old-timers and would never refer to themselves as living in Tacoma,
okay.
Even Northeast Tacoma. I'm from Browns Point. I'm from Dash Point. And it goes way back anyway.
Thank you for clarifying. Now I know.
So in terms of what that meant to me, was and in these 50 years we've come to realize is that there's a deep history and a connection through the generations of people in those neighborhoods. There are probably four generations of families that live there and come back there and are a part of that community. So there's the distinct cultures and the history gives you a sense of home. And so it's an important part of the neighborhood.
Right on. I love that you use the word home because that can mean so many things. And so I really want you to share with us why and how that means home. But I'm going to go into the next prompt and see if that helps to draw it out.
Sure.
How has Browns Point and Dash Point shaped you to be who you are?
I guess being involved in a lot of the community activities, especially the Historical Society, Points Northeast Historical Society, which stands for Browns Point, Dash Point, Northeast Tacoma, those three. So those three areas are our service areas, if you will. And coming to learn more about the history that began, you know, thousands of years ago with the Native Americans, with the Puyallups and other indigenous peoples. But in really the community began to develop around the turn of the 20th century, 19th, 20th century too. And when the Coast Guard built the lighthouse, the original light was a lantern on a pole that was stacked up in the water. And then there was a lighthouse built in 1903, and then a new one, a concrete one, in 1933. So being involved in the Historical Society, began to learn more about the area, and I was a history major. I taught history, actually, and that it really was part of kind of my life now. I was living this history, not just reading about it, and of course with the kind of communities those are, there was some deep roots there, and so there's lots of personal stories, personal histories that shaped who we are.
All right, so I want to get into some of those stories. So the third prompt says, please share a story about life in your neighborhood.
Well, when we moved into our little neighborhood, there were two other houses, and it was a little dirt road, and now there's huge communities around us, and yeah. and we bought our little house for $32,000, and now, you know, they're a million. If it isn't a million, it's, you know, so it's crazy in terms of how the changes came about. I guess the one that I remember early on that might be Browns Point has had salmon bake every year, goes back 50 years, 60 years, I guess, 1940s maybe. And then on alternate years, Dash Point would have the dock dinner. So it was a barbecue beef dinner. So they rotated those two. So we're the new neighbors that, and they invited us to be a part of it. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. Down at the dock, on the beach, all the people. Well, we got assigned to the parking lot up on the hill at the school, and nowhere near that. But gradually over the years, worked our way up into being able to be at the beach for the dock dinner. And then we were, for years, we participated in the salmon bake too, and serving salmon and those kinds of things. So those, again, I guess it goes back to the original story I said about the rivalry or the distinction between the communities. There was like, is it dock dinner or salmon bakes? Dock dinner or salmon bakes? So it's fun.
Right on. Going back to what you said about home, and I'm just adding a question.
Okay.
How did you know that Browns Point, Dash Point was your home after you moved here? Like, what story comes up to you that resonates with the feeling of home?
I guess the neighborhood itself, that we kind of grew up with the neighborhood. The neighborhood grew up with us.
Yes.
around us. And the little Catholic church, it was an old mission church that was just down the street, so we walked to church with the kids and in the Sundays and activities there. And it was between that and the little town center with the grocery store and the hardware and those little stores was always a gathering place for people. And so you'd go to Burgies, to the store, and see your neighbors and hang out and talk, and like the old Cracker Barrel days. So those created a sense of home broader than just our house.
Yes, the community, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to share, Jim?
Well, the archives, talking about this being an archive program, the Historical Society, we have museums and an archive down at the Browns Point Lighthouse Park, that is open to people, and we'll have tours this summer. So. And this, yes, we every summer, like from May to September, so they can learn more about the area.
Thank you so much for that.
Little advertisement.
Yeah, I love the advertisement and the salmon bake and the Dash Point dinners.
Yes.
All right. Now, do we have to sign up for those, or do we just show up?
Well, the Dash Point, the Browns Point Salmon Bike is every 2 years. The dock dinner kind of went away. It isn't functioning. So
we'll just look out for the salmon bake.
That's right. And it's on even years.
Okay. Thank you for all of the details. I appreciate you. Take care.
All right.